This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Polish and NATO air defenses scrambling overnight as it appears Russia sent drones into Poland's airspace. They were shut down with the help of NATO forces. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says many European leaders think it's Russia's attempt at escalating the war in Ukraine. At the foreign desk, here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Top officials here in Europe calling this the biggest violation of NATO airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. And for the first time, Poland, a key NATO ally of the US, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of those drones a direct threat.
Israel is condemning the comments made by the president of the European Commission earlier today about suspending all payments to Israel over the country's conduct in Gaza, describing them as regrettable. Hamas says only low-level leaders were killed in Israel's targeted attack on Hamas headquarters in Doha. And a federal court ruling Fed Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's firings. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin law enforcement leaders face challenges in recruitment and retention. An issue sheriffs and police chiefs pointed out to a legislative committee Tuesday is the ease and frequency of trained officers switching departments. Another is negative public perceptions that lead to decreased interest in law enforcement careers. A federal trial in Arkansas for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenage girl from Beaver Dam is delayed until January. Gary Day faces multiple federal felony charges in Arkansas after he and the pregnant girl he's accused of taking were found in Nebraska. Day also faces four felony counts in Dodge County. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. The xylazine test strips, which will go to community organizations, can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine. That's a veterinary tranquilizer that's unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Perhaps a few sprinkles early. Otherwise, you can expect partly sunny skies, a great-looking September day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 53. Warmer on Thursday and more sunshine with a high of 79. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Here is Nina on Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, box in the software. The message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Denver's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
National TV Dinner Day.
You don't want TV dinner?
They're TV dinner.
Why is it called TV dinner?
Because eat dinner and watch TV.
Having dinner, watching TV.
Run out and get me a TV dinner.
Having a lot of TV dinners.
Make that plural, TV dinner.
My TV dinner.
Just finished the TV dinner.
Happy National TV Dinner Day.
Have a great show.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:11. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today we have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 78. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 86. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. Currently 55 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM Studios in downtown Baraboo. Don't forget you can shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com with our big deal of the day. We have 60% off a $100 rental certificate to DNS Party Tent Rentals. That certificate today only just $40. No court required. And we have Peter Gabriel sneaking in on us, so not sure why that was happening. So go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. That was fantastic. I actually, you know how I have those crazy images in my head that I like to share with everyone. I just literally pictured Peter Gabriel sneaking into the studio, like looking around the door at you like, hey, I'm here. I'm going to play my song real
quick. Right? It about made me jump out of my skin. I'm like, I'm not sure why it was sneaking in on me, but okay. I'm like, okay, good morning. I'm awake now.
I guess so. Hey, you know what? At least it's a great song by a great artist. I really appreciate him, and I do love that song. It brings me back a lot to like the late 80s, or I don't know which year that came out. But anywho, I was listening to your weather forecast, and that sounds pretty good. I'm really kind of, I'm not going to put you on the spot, except I am. Do you have any idea if like this, 50s something in the mornings this time in September, is that pretty normal? Does that kind of rock with this time of year?
Yep, at this time of year it is. You'll start to see a taper down into the 40s by the end of the month. And, we had chances of not getting above 80, and that would have been odd because our last 80-degree days were in August, but we have at least a couple of 80-degree days typically in September. So we're going to see those by the end of the week. So we'll kind of follow the trends. I'm looking at mid-80s through Tuesday at least next week. So and lows just in the 50s. So not a bad time of year. I mean, that's I would say take it while you can, because we know what all comes in later on in this season. So I'm just
favorite
saying.
Fall weather. No, it's depends on who you're talking to. That's my favorite. Although, October's so beautiful, right? But sometimes it just rains too much. So if it keeps that rain in the evening in October, it's going to rain in October, that's all right. But if it keeps it in the evening and nighttime overnight rather than during the day so we can get out and see those leaves changing, that would be best. So if you could just, write up that weather plan, that would be great, Dave.
I'll do my best. We'll see what happens. You know what comes as part of fall as well? It's NFL season. When many football fans watch their favorite teams over a few beers, and some have a few too many as a symptom of the game or maybe a remedy to it. Now, a new survey talked to more than 3,000 football fans about their drinking habits, and many of them have been more than honest than they are with their doctors. Now, that's this right. Survey surprises me. As I was reading it early this morning, I'm in shock at the heaviest drinkers as well as the least drinkers, and I'm shocked. I don't understand this. Something doesn't seem right. So
this is something that I do have to say. Wisconsin people have a little bit of a reputation as far as we thought, and then Wisconsin people have a little bit of pride as far as we do things. But here's what this survey says: the fan base with the quote heaviest drinkers is the Arizona Cardinals.
What?
What is happening? Nearly 19% of Cardinals fans admit to downing 5 or more drinks on game day, which is really pushing the limits of the quote drink responsibly thing. Here's next, guys, the Buffalo Bills fans. They're next, followed by fans of the Houston Texans, the Carolina Panthers, and the Tennessee Titans.
What is going on here?
The Washington Commanders, the LA Chargers, the New York Giants, the New Orleans Saints, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, so if you're just joining us right now, we're talking about the NFL fan base that drinks the most during game day or just in general. So
that
we
was
went through
the most
here, and we're the most right now is Arizona Cardinals on through the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well,
so what did you say next, Dave?
This is what shocks me the most. I'm in shock. I'm not sure if these fans are honest or not, but the fan base that binges the least on game day is the Green Bay Packers. I'm in shock. They say only 3% of Packers fans have 5 or more drinks. Maybe it's because we're all filled up on cheese and snacks and other stuff. I'm not sure, but they're saying the fan base that drinks the least on game day or binges the least on game day is the Green Bay Packers. Now, okay, maybe they partied all weekend before the game. Obviously, they didn't survey people at the tailgates at Lambeau Field. From what I hear, I've never been to a Packer game, so I can't speak to this. No.
I have been to a Packer game, and literally, like, I went to 2 Sunday games, and literally the entire city shuts down to straight up party. I mean, like, I remember being there for the first time on a Sunday after the game, and the whole town is just, they open, like, the bars all open the doors. There's literally dancing in the streets. There's tents outside, and this is in the wintertime, and there's people just outside everywhere, and everyone's just, like, going for it, right?
Right.
And this is on a Sunday night. So, like, this is on a weeknight. This is where people have to work the next day. So yeah. I mean, imagine when the games are not on, you know, or during the day or like whatever. So I'm just saying, like, this seems curious to me because I think that whoever did this survey knows that there's a reputation, because it seems curious to me that the Packers would show up on the survey as the least.
Well,
like that just, and then they had to put this little, you know, pokey in the ribs about eating so much cheese. It just seems like they're trying to do some kind of weird stereotype thing.
We may have an answer. We may have an answer from our fill-in night person on this, actually. Wendy says, Green Bay Packer fans don't binge. They just drink all day and all the time, maybe. And that's what we're contributing it to. And, you know, because remember, the key word is binging here. It's not okay, the so amount of drinking.
So they don't think it's binging. They're just like, no. What do you mean? It's just like a regular day of Packerness and football.
Yep. So I'm going to agree with her. I think that makes the most sense. So thank you, Wendy, for weighing in on that.
Thank
because
you, Wendy.
You know, that's... Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, the Seattle Seahawks fans drink the second least, followed by the fans of the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, too busy watching Taylor, the Chicago Bears, well, they still, you know, the Indianapolis Colts and the Detroit Lions, meow, and the New York Jets. If you're curious, Cleveland Browns fans are the 20th heaviest drinkers of the 32 teams, which is a little surprising. I guess they're just used to the Browns being the Browns at this point. Sorry, Carl. Not sorry. I know fans, a lot of different fan base, and so I just kind of chuckle. But again, the number one heaviest drinking team in the NFL, Arizona Cardinals, the least binge-worthy is the Green Bay Packers. But I think we're attributing to they're saying binge here. I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm looking at I had to look further into this because I kind of just like don't trust this survey. It just seems weird. So I'm like, where's the proof? What do you got going on here? So there's some other notes and things like that. I mean, there's some stuff about pre-gaming and not pre-gaming. And then there's the five plus drinks. This literally says 1% of Packer. And I'm not trying to like. We're not trying to support the idea of beer drinking here. We live in this state.
Right.
I've been to the games. This does not track at all. Or did Dave and I just have a real special friend group that rolled that way? Everybody I know where I'm at is doing the thing that would not end up on this survey. I'm just going by real life standards here, people. Yeah. And I'm also going by like folks that I know who grew up in Wisconsin and then moved away and still are Packer fans. They shake up their communities too. Their people are like, what are you guys doing? They're like, well, it's a Packer game, duh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they just, so I
don't get it.
I'm just confused by this. I gotta hit up my girl in Chicago, Amy, who's like the biggest sports fan I know of like all the sports. She's crazy. She's diehard of all the sports. But in terms of Packer fan, she's been living in Chicago for the last 15-ish, 20 years. And so she does hold down the fort in terms of representing down there. And I gotta send this to her and be like, what is going on here?
Right.
Like, what do you see about this list? Because she's also a lawyer, so she really does like stats and numbers. This might make her day or ruin her day. I don't care.
Well,
but
let's find out. Let's find out. I may ask Cavill as well, because this just doesn't jive with me at this point. And if any of our listeners have any input, feel free to text that in as well, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays and local birthdays and anniversaries.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry, LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We will have birthdays and anniversaries in just 10 minutes. If you know someone celebrating locally, text those now, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Mix FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have the Knute Lawrence Estate online-only antique auction ending at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., we have a real estate auction open house for a single-family farmette located at 860 Sharon Street in Arena. It's a 38-acre farmette with 34 acres tillable and a single-family home. Check our website for more details. Again, that's today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Thursday and Friday, we have drop-off days for September Farm and Construction online-only auction. We're accepting items at our Reedsburg auction facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. both days. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that's Thursday and Friday at our auction yard in Reedsburg. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball this afternoon, where the Rangers host the Brewers to wrap up their three-game series in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers winning again last night, 5-4, thanks to another great performance by their rookie center fielder, Michael Hellman. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Take your hat off to Texas. They made great defensive plays. I mean, kid in center field, I think he changed the game. Runs down Durbin's ball and then robs a home run from Turang.
NFL, the Packers signed Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million. They host the Washington Commanders tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers play at number 19th-ranked Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Wisconsin has not beat a ranked team on the road in 4 years.
We hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right. You know, we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, and we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vorbens. Perhaps a few sprinkles early. Otherwise, you can expect partly sunny skies, a great-looking September day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 53. Warmer on Thursday and more sunshine with a high of 79. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
The area's most accurate weather information is on
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:41 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Now is the time to get all those fall projects lined up, ready to go before the snow flies. HandyHarryLLC.com. In just moments, we are going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you still have time to text that in. 608-355-9970. We will take a quick look at that weather forecast for today. We're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly this morning. A few isolated showers later this morning into the early afternoon. By later this afternoon, turning mostly cloudy, a high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 54. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 78. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Looking at the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. Currently, it is 55 degrees outside the Weicker Create building in the Max FM studios in downtown Bearwood, corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, it is 7:42 on September 10th. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays and who do you see today?
Sure. You know, happy birthday to everybody out there. I know we do have a local one, which is my fave, but I don't really know who any of these people are on the celebrity list. Like, I think I recognize like two names total. So, all good. We're going to go through them. This is the way we learn about what's going on in the celebrity world is some of these names, right? So today celebrating their 39th birthday is Ashley Monroe, country singer who's in the Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert. Ashley's solo songs include Wild Love and Hands on You. Also, Elise Levesque is 40. Genevieve on The Originals. You might also remember her as Chloe on SGU Stargate Universe. Nope, don't remember any of those things. Sorry, folks, but I just am under a rock. Joey Votto is 42. He was a Cincinnati Reds guy. He was a first baseman who won the National League MVP in 2010. So those three names are new to my world. Dave, who do you see?
Well, I also see some new names. Ryan Phillippe is 51. Bob Lee Swagger on Shooter. Big Daddy Kane, 57. Aww. Legendary rapper, yes, and that is one I do remember. Guy Ritchie is 57, known as Madonna's ex-husband. So he was also the man
I know him from
Bronco in the live-action Aladdin remake. So there you go.
Well, I knew he was a director, but I didn't know what he did. So there
right.
You go. Now I know.
Now you know the rest of the story. We have Raymond Cruz, 61. He was in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and he was just arrested after spraying a neighbor with a garden hose. I talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So, yes, he was not having a good day that day. Who else do you see on our list, Emily?
Let's see here. Randy Johnson is 62, Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. He was known as the Big Unit. I have heard that before, but I didn't know what that. Yeah. Okay. Colin Firth is 65, Oscar-winning actor from The King's Speech. Haven't seen that, but I do like movies about Kings and Queens era way back in the day. I find them very interesting. Siobhan Faye is 67, biggest hits, Venus, Cruel Summer, and I Heard a Rumor. Oh, I know those songs. Okay. I know those songs. Cruel Summer is one of my faves. And then it's funny when Taylor's came out with her Cruel Summer version or it's a separate song. It's not a cover, but I was like, I just remember thinking, like, this isn't the song. This is not Cruel Summer.
This is not the song I'm thinking of.
I'm going to challenge you, Dave. What movie is that from?
I honestly don't remember. I really don't remember.
Karate Kid.
Oh,
Karate Kid 1. It's the soccer scene where, you know, Ralph Macchio is doing his, you know, he's doing the soccer ball where he's kicking it and impressing the girl. So, yeah, that's Cruel Summer plays during that. Hmm. We love those little movie references. What movie is this song from?
Right.
That's a longtime favorite game in our family. So that'd be a good one on this show. I bet we can get people to text in. So,
yeah
that'd be fun. Yeah.
Joe Perry is 75, Aerosmith guitarist. We have Bill O'Reilly, 76. Hello. Jose Feliciano, 80, blind Puerto Rican singer famous for his cover of Light My Fire and the theme song to Chico the Man. Now, I was trying to remember. I thought he also did a Christmas song, and that's what I was trying to remember, if he had done a Christmas song. So that was the one I was like, I swore he had done one, and I could be wrong, but you know, I'm going to have to go look that up because now I am that curious because it's like, no, didn't he do a Christmas song? And so, I did not realize that he was blind. That was the one thing that's very neat in the things of learning this. I mean, and he even earned a lifetime achievement award from Billboard magazine. And so that is pretty cool. And he was born blind September 10th in 1945. And he started entertaining his classmates at the age of 8, if you can believe that or not. So, I mean, that's crazy. And he started playing music at the age of 17 after he quit school. So, kind of neat. Wow. And so, I swore he did a Christmas song. And so, that's the one thing I'm going to have to go look for. And, you know.
Yeah, that's going to bug you.
It is
going
to bug me. And so, I've been trying to read through his biography just to see if I can find that. And so, but I can't.
We'll see if Dave can find that and he can play that after Thanksgiving.
It'll be in December. It will not be even after Thanksgiving. We will sprinkle Christmas music in December. Sprinkle. We are not going to...
Sprinkling is the word here. We are sprinkling in the holiday season. Because, gosh darn it, it is September and it's going to be 80 this weekend. So there's no reason to even be talking about that time of year. We do have to talk about Danny Hutton is turning 83 today, of course. Three Dog Night singer, biggest hits, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and an old-fashioned love song, which is also nice. I appreciate all these birthdays. We've got a local birthday, though. Well, those are the local celebrities in our book, man.
Well, okay. I knew it. I found it. Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Oh, there you go. Dave can't be bothered to not find the facts he's looking for. So it is.
Not playing that today either. But if you do want to hear Christmas music in September, you can text that request in during the radio request-a-thon and make a donation to have that Christmas music played, or somebody's going to bump it. September 25th. Whole Pulse Radio Request-a-thon. We do want to wish a local happy birthday to Jeff Spencer. Happy birthday to Jeff. If you see him out and about today, please be sure to wish him a very happy birthday today. So,
happy birthday, Jeff. I get a call on my birthday every year my whole life from my father that goes like this. It's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's what Wendy's sister does.
Really good. Yes. I didn't know anyone else who did that. Another weird thing we have in common. But
yes.
Happy birthday, Jeff. I just wanted to give a little snippet about dates. And this is coming from yesterday. But I just wanted to say, if anyone was listening yesterday, Dave, I know you know this. The tech gremlins were definitely in the vicinity of my world. And I heard from some other people that they were having some struggles yesterday. But I reached out to lovely Kristen from Seek Boutique, who knows a lot about different things that are happening in the universe that might be helping with or not helping with getting through your day. So apparently yesterday is a big day because it's 9-9. It was 9-9-9. So 9-9 and then 2025 adds up to 9. So if you're into numerology or how things, you know, work in the universe in terms of all that kind of stuff, that was a big one yesterday, 9-9-9. There was all kinds of power out there and portals and things like that. So anyway, cool stuff. And I got an answer to why my tech gremlins were busy at work, because there was some extra universe energy that was throwing things off yesterday. So just a fun fact I wanted to share. So thanks, Kristen from Seek Boutique, for bringing that to my attention.
There you go. That explains a lot. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning. And we're going to talk about the newest Girl Scout cookie and some Girl Scout cookies that are going bye-bye.
Uh-oh. All right, looking forward to that.
So, yes, that'll be at 8:10 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It will blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Ready to dive into your next big creative project? Red Dot Quilt Supplies of Reedsburg is there for you. Your new favorite quilt shop has the highest quality fabrics to help you create your next beautiful handmade wedding or baby shower gift. Focusing on blenders and background fabrics in every color that you can think of, this well-stocked quilt shop is just blocks from downtown Reedsburg. New fabrics are added weekly. Find out more at red.quiltsupplies.com. Happy quilting!
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Could you whisper in my ear the things?
anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Nothing that falls. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man. You wanna get married or run away?
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones a direct threat. Russia's defense ministry saying